Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Wednesday, January the 15th, 2014. And how many ways does Obama have to say he's a dictator? Take a look at this.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone. And I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi said we're going to have to pass Obamacare to see what's in it. Well, it doesn't really matter what they passed because Obama is just going to change it with the stroke of a pen. He's going to rewrite it for the insurance companies to help them out to move this along because, after all, they were the ones who wrote it in the first place. So even though he may be acting like a dictator, there are masters who are pulling his strings. Take a look at what's happening with the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Another part of that has, another section has been released by WikiLeaks, the environmental section, and they call it Toothless, the secret draft of the TPP environmental chapter. Now, he's betraying his base. Why would he betray his base like that? Well, it's because somebody else is making these decisions for him. In this chapter that was leaked, they report, there isn't any mechanism to enforce it or any sanctions for violating it. This is in contrast with other chapters that are dealing with labor, intellectual property, or agriculture, which all contain binding language. That's right. They're going to bind you in slavery to a secret agreement that's being negotiated in secret. So Alan Ballard is now the executive director of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. He's the former Reserve Bank of New Zealand governor. And listen to what he says. He says, trade negotiations are always carried out confidentially. Were they not, that would be an open invitation for a heap of lobbying interest groups. Well, I think we got a heap of lobbyists because they've got over 600 lobbyists that are hammering out the TPP in secret. No elected representatives are allowed. And so can you imagine how many lobbyists we would have were it not secret? But they're hammering this out. This is something that affects every aspect of society. This is not a trade agreement for the most part. This is an agreement that is changing all the rules for intellectual property, environmental regulations. It's going to control the internet, everything, GMO, banking regulations. This is a fundamental transformation of the economies, and it's being written by corporations, by corporate lobbyists. But of course, it's not just there that we have secrecy, and of course, the NSA needs to know everything about us. At the same time, we can know nothing about what the government is doing, and especially not what the real government is doing. That is the international corporations that are writing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This news story says from New York Times, the NSA is devising a radio pathway into computers. Does that sound familiar? Well, the New York Times reports that the NSA has increasingly made use of a secret technology that enables it to enter and alter data in computers, even if they're not connected to the internet. And of course, we reported that 4 months ago, and we're going to have that full report right after the show, so stay tuned and see that. In that report, we point out that it's something that Intel put inside the computers. It's far more pervasive than even the recent revelations about the Tau group inside of the NSA that is intercepting equipment and putting hardware in it on its way being shipped to the end customer. Now, as you can see from this story, back in 2006, we were reporting that they could watch you as well as listen to you and that they were data mining the information. But the New York Times says this has been going on since at least 2008. Well, much longer than that. But look at the other lie in this article from the New York Times. They say no domestic use is seen of this. They say there's no evidence that the NSA has implanted its software or used its radio frequency technology inside of the United States. That's absolutely a lie. We were told back in 2001, William Binney, the highest ranking person on the technical side of the NSA, as well as several other whistleblowers like Drake and others, left the NSA over this very issue, the fact that the FISA court, this thing that was set up in the aftermath of the Church hearings back in 1978, they were specifically limited to foreign operations and they were moving it to domestic operations. So, of course, this is exactly being done in the United States. It's being done all the time in every way in the United States. Now, the LA Times is also reporting that there is a secret surveillance court judge who is opposing any reform ideas that are being floated by the Obama presidential panel. Now, Obama is trying to walk this back. He's trying to save a little bit of face, and so they've put out a little bit of window dressing out here, but they got slammed by the secret star chamber judges that are running this FISA court. Listen to what he had to say. In a blunt letter to the House and Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committees, U.S. District Judge John D. Bates made it clear that the 11 judges of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, quote-unquote court, are united in opposition to key recommendations by a presidential task force last month aimed at increasing transparency and judicial oversight, including at least one that Obama has tentatively endorsed. And he said that participation of an advocate that's watching them, a privacy advocate, would neither create a truly adversarial process nor constructively assist the courts in assessing the facts, as the advocate would be unable to communicate with the target or conduct an independent investigation. Well, he's right about that. Because the FISA courts are not courts. That's why we have courts, so that someone can communicate with the target, so that you can conduct an investigation, so that you can argue both sides, and so that the opinion can be made public. But he has something to say about that as well. He says, releasing freestanding summaries of court opinions is likely to promote confusion and misunderstanding. Well, yeah, I'm confused. I guess maybe I misunderstood the Constitution when it put limits on people, when it said that we're going to have a court. And yet these people are turning back court procedures and things that we got rid of hundreds of years ago when we set up real courts. We're returning back to a star chamber system. But it isn't just secret courts with secret decisions and nobody arguing the other side. We can't even see what the budget is going to be for these people. Look at this article from the Daily Caller. Congress to intelligence community, show me the money. And it says there are 16 agencies that are involved in intelligence for the U.S., and the budget for doing so cannot be found anywhere in the 1,500-page appropriations bill that Congress will vote on this week. Their budgets are considered to be classified, kept secret from Americans, even from most members of Congress. Well, how is that different from everything that the government is doing today? Everything the government is doing is secret. And, of course, it's done in the name of security. Now, the Democrat who is introducing this, I appreciate him doing this, but listen to what he says. This is Peter Welch. He says, we're trying to get back the right balance between security and privacy. No. No, there is no balance between security and privacy. Privacy and liberty have to trump. There isn't a trade-off. Remember, they call a prison that is the worst kind of prison you can live in maximum security. Freedom transcends that. Now, look at what Homeland Security is doing. We're out in California with the InfoWars crew. We're trying to take radiation readings because people are concerned about that. And, of course, the government is concerned about that. They've ordered 14 million dosages of potassium iodide. They want it in just 30 days. It's now just 2 weeks. So there's a lot of concern. And the government is flying a helicopter around Baltimore, a very large helicopter at a very low altitude. And they say they're doing it to get a reading on background radiation. This is a story from Paul Joseph Watson, low-flying Homeland Security helicopter to test for radiation. And what they say is this is a massive helicopter. It's going to be doing this for years, and it's going to be flying at 150 feet. Now, that's very low. I looked up the FAA regulations. For a helicopter, you don't get that low safely. They say that if it's over a congested area in a city, town, or settlement, or over any open-air assembly of persons, an altitude of 1,000 feet above the highest obstacle within a horizontal radius of 2,000 feet of the aircraft. And then they say over other than congested areas, an altitude of 500 feet above the surface, except over open water. So they're breaking all of their rules. They're going extremely low. They're going to be doing this for years. Why? Because they're concerned about radiation. Well, we're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to have a little bit of information about climate. Not just radiation, but climate change. So stay tuned.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, welcome back. Now, the CBS Boston affiliate, WBZ, tells us that yesterday, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick unveiled a new plan to spend $40 million. And here's how he justifies it. According to climate change projections, he tells them that they could possibly have a increase in the sea level of 1 to 6 feet. Now, what's the justification for that? Well, there isn't any justification. The climate change is not happening. We're not seeing climate warming for 17 years in spite of increases in CO2 at a record increase. Now, there's an MIT professor who pushes back on that in this article. They say MIT professor is urging climate change activists to slow down. And this is what Richard Lindzen of MIT says. He said, global warming, climate change, all these things are just a dream come true for politicians. The opportunities for taxation, for policies, for control, for crony capitalism are just immense. And you can see their eyes bulge. He nailed it exactly. This is a guy who is a scientist following the climate issue, and he knows that this is all politics. And we've seen that in the UK, just this last weekend, the British government was busted for trying to lie to the public and use the BBC to promote their propaganda. Here's that report. UK blogger Tony Newberry stumbled across a $110,000 funding grant for a seminar that the UK government hoped would see its line on climate change promoted in BBC reporting. When he asked for more information under a Freedom of Information request, he was stonewalled by both the government and the BBC. The UK government has spent $33,000 in legal fees to cover up what was discussed at the seminars and conferences and to cover up who the attendees were. In addition, Lord Hall of Birkenhead, BBC Director General, in an effort to play down the government's use of the BBC as a propaganda outlet, has made statements that directly contradict the BBC's previous descriptions. In the BBC's words, it was a high-level seminar with some of the best scientific experts on climate change. But Birkenhead says the guests were not climate change experts. He also says they were not advising the BBC on what their approach to climate change should be or how it should cover climate change. But the BBC says the seminar was held in order to provide attendees with an understanding of the existing state of knowledge on the issue of climate change, to identify where the main areas of debate lie, to provoke the imagination of the media to deal with the scope of the issue, and to consider the role of the BBC in the public debate. What emerges in this fight for information is a story of direct, explicit control of the media to push a false narrative that was unraveling by the mid-2000s. At about the same time the government was advising the BBC on how it could help spread alarm over carbon dioxide, people were filing FOIA requests from East Anglia University's Climate Research Unit. After 4 years of stonewalling, the government said that the data and the communications had been lost. They no longer existed. But someone on the inside who knew the government and the Climate Research Unit were lying leaked the information on a Russian server. Those 1,000 emails, known as ClimateGate, showed that not only were some honest scientists concerned that the models were wrong, but that other scientists were conspiring to hide the decline. When the lies about the data no longer existing and the conspiracy to manipulate the data were exposed, ClimateGate caused quite a stir initially in 2009. But the same people who had attended the government conference on how to report climate issues were the same ones who, quote, debunked the ClimateGate emails, saying, "Move along, there's nothing to see here." An American, Michael Mann, originator of the hockey stick metaphor that Al Gore made famous, was involved in about 15% of the ClimateGate emails. Efforts in the U.S. to get access to the emails written by Mann on University of Virginia computers, with grants funded by taxpayers and used to create public policy, met with the same kind of stonewalling and lies that had been seen in the U.K., that the documents had been destroyed when in fact they had not. What were they afraid of? Well, their efforts to hide the decline in global temperatures are now open for everyone to see, as are their dire predictions about the imminent disappearance of polar ice caps. There is a 17-year trend of global cooling in spite of record increases of carbon dioxide, what they call carbon. Both Al Gore and NASA scientists predicted that the polar ice caps would be gone by 2013. Yet, when UK climate scientists, accompanied by a BBC reporter, thought they could bolster their failing narrative by measuring ice in the Antarctic in the summer, they and their rescuers were trapped by record ice. The Gilligan's Iceland fiasco was spun as a weather aberration rather than a climate trend that matched 17 years of declining temperatures. The BBC dutifully reported that the Antarctic ice was only 1% above normal, when in fact it was at record levels, 15% above normal, and the UN organization pushing global warming as a crisis can't explain it. The government is deliberately trying to push society into a fantasy crisis so that they can justify a global tax regime, create a scarcity of energy, and gain global control of energy use. And they will conspire, blatantly lie, and cover up real data in order to forward that agenda.
Well, stay tuned. Right after the break, Anthony Gucciardi is going to interview Dr. Group about biochemical contamination, what it does to you, and what you can do about it. Stay tuned.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
There is no question that there is, by definition, a conspiracy to mutate and attack the biology of humanity. And specifically, we're talking now about the assault on our hormone levels. The key thing here is that masculinity is now almost dead in this nation of the United States. Masculinity has been assaulted and feminized from estrogen mimickers like BPA, so on and so forth. And if there's one man that knows really what's going on, who's been researching this and telling me stuff off the air that blew my mind, it's Dr. Edward Group, who's been studying this for 2 decades, specifically with the attack on masculinity, but also the attack on women as well, with the hormones completely out of whack, insane emotional responses that make no sense because your body is under such assault on a daily basis that we don't know what we're even thinking about oftentimes. And that's why we can't understand politically what's going on as well. So Dr. Group, thanks for joining us, and you know, tell us about specifically the root of this attack, how it ties into eugenics, and what's going on.
Well, a long time ago, even you know, before the 1940s, when you know the German scientists and the Russian scientists wanted to, and the big companies like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds wanted to put together a eugenics program because they saw that the world would be overpopulated in the future. They wanted to create ways to control the population. And the way that you do that, one of two ways, is you either increase the death rate or you decrease the birth rate. So they put things into action to decrease the death rate. Obviously, we know that with different types of chemicals, and they're killing us off with pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. But the big thing is the fact that they're manipulating the hormone levels in the body, and the fact that they're decreasing, or the plan anyway, is to decrease the birth rates. Now, how they're doing that is through many different ways. You know, the oil and gas industry, which created different types of polyesters and oil and gas type derivatives, which led into plastic development, et cetera, those are all endocrine disruptors. And the creation of the majority of chemicals out there, including the heavy metal toxicity, the way that they designed to attack the body was they knew that the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, the thyroid gland, the adrenal glands, all the glands in the hypothalamus, the thalamus, those are what regulate your sex hormones. Those are what regulate all the hormones. They knew that every cell in the body needed hormones for regulation. So they knew also about testosterone. And that's why I call this pretty much eugenics program, the Operation Testosterone, because the more that I get into this, the more things that I see. I mean, you could open up your cabinet in your kitchen and pull out eugenic stuff that mimics testosterone, suppresses testosterone, or increases the estrogen. Those are really the ways that they're trying to do this. And it all started, you know, with trying to also, that's one method, is that they're trying to reduce these hormones. The second method is they're also using genetic manipulation. They want to manipulate the genes. The third method is division. They want to separate the males and the females. They want to break up the families because they don't want strong families. They don't want you to be creating healthy babies over and over and over again. So those are the three methods. The first one, through chemical warfare, dates back to Agent Orange and dates back to the chemicals such as pesticides. I mean, pesticides are some of the most extensive and damaging hormone disruptors that completely reduce the testosterone levels. How does this all come into effect, though? I mean, it really comes into effect when you ingest all these things in the womb when the baby's growing, because all children start as a female, which is very interesting when the eggs divide. And then only with the introduction of testosterone do the ovaries form into testes, and the clitoris forms into the penis.
And just the slightest amount of hormonal changes, though, can wreck the body. But we're talking about an assault from BPA, the estrogen mimicking chemicals that are like tied in almost every single study, 90% of the studies, every woman with breast cancer has this inside of them. So it's a complete attack. It's a barrage on the gates of our biology. And that we're talking about something that's so, so finite and so minute that even the slightest change could ruin our health.
Even the slightest change. I mean, you know, who knows what we're going to see generations from now and generations from now and generations from now. But what we're seeing right now is we're seeing literally the feminization of the country, the demasculinization. I mean, we're having a lot of miscarriages, actually, because the female fetus is a lot stronger than the male fetus. And just after 9/11, when there was so much stress, we had an increase in miscarriages of males because stress has a lot to do with that. Obviously, the adrenal gland is a stress hormone, and it's still your hormones are off, and it affects the endocrine. When I say endocrine disruptors, you know, we're talking about things that increase estrogen and decrease testosterone. But endocrine disruptors also disrupt other hormones inside the body, too. So what we're dealing with is the mothers that are eating soy products, for example, using personal care products, using antibacterial soaps that have triclosan in it. I mean, all these petrochemicals, all these chemicals that are going to disrupt their natural hormones, from shampoos to makeup. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. They're constantly exposed to this. This, as well as birth control pills, which was another method of reducing the population by increasing estrogen concentrations, all these things tied together are going to alter the fetus. Now, when the fetus inside, if there's not enough testosterone, then the fetus is going to turn into a female. If it turns into a female, that's great. There's in, like in Peru, because of all the petrochemical companies down there dumping things in the water, they're having 8 women to every 1 male right now. So they figure the least males on the planet, then, you know, usually males are the aggressive ones. You know, it's easy to control women, and it's easy, you know, women are pretty passive. But if they have a lot of aggressive males, you know, those are the ones that can challenge them. And that's the main focus, is to dumb the males down. And the problem with fertility is usually with males, because 50% of males have low sperm counts, and 80% have sperm that doesn't swim the right way, or it's not in the proper form, or it's, you know, not, you know, correct as far as being able to plant that seed, because the sperm is going to determine whether it's a male or female. But then also, once the fetus is in there, it's going to change into a male or a female.
Well, you notice there are a lot of studies on this and scientists, and they're always trying to look for some outside immediate source without thinking about the chemicals, the plastics, the BPA, nothing. They're always just thinking, well, you know, it might be genealogically that we've come to this point through evolution that we no longer are having fertility rates skyrocket and all this stuff. When they're saying now infertility is such at a drastic amount that within the next 1,000 years we could face extinction, and this is ramping up over and over again. Why do you think? Is it just because they're paid off? They're not even referencing things like BPA.
Well, it's, you know, the media doesn't want you. The media is behind it, too, because the media, it tries to separate males. They only report on the divorces. They only report on all the bad things that males are doing. They're reporting on the kind of things that manipulate society through media. And, you know, the men, which are becoming so feminine, and they're, you know, they were born with smaller penises or whatever, and now they're lazy. They don't want to work as much. I mean, it's harder to find a job. It's harder to find men. Like, if you go back 50 or 60 years when men really had higher testosterone levels and they were willing to work, and they were, you know, they did, you know, their pheromones that they were releasing were attracting women. And now the pheromones that men are releasing are actually attracting men and not really attracting, because the alpha male is becoming more of a submissive type of a male, because they have higher estrogen levels. They're getting man boobs. You know, they're having a hard time with erectile dysfunction. They're having a hard time with impotence. I mean, all these things are affecting the male, which psychologically affects the male's alpha male ability to have confidence and approach women and everything else. And so it's easier for a male now to sit at home, play video games, be lazy, watch porn, and not, you know, put himself out there, or not feel like that testosterone-based male.
I think that's key, though, at a societal level. When we look at what's going on, a lot of people think ideologically the society is warped, which it is. But chemically, we're so imbalanced and we're so attacked by all this garbage in the food supply, the GMOs, the BPA, and all of it, that it's really biological. It's really physically we're changing, and that's altering our mental state. So if we break this down enough, I think that really explains why society is where it's at.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
We have a serious problem right now. We have little girls thinking they're boys, and we have little boys thinking they're girls, and we have the majority of the population that can't even get pregnant. You know, we have low testosterone levels in, you know, 80% of the males, high depression. You know, we have prescription medications like statins, which are causing low testosterone levels. I mean, if you look at the majority of the problems that we're facing right now and the increasing incidence of disease and degenerative disease and cancer, it's all, most of it, linked. Well, it's all linked to chemical toxicity, but the majority of it is linked to the fact that the operation of population control factors are put in place, and that people don't, you know, you might hear something on the news about how fluoride is better. You might hear something about BPA, but you're not digging deeper and deeper and deeper and saying, wow, is it every single thing I touch? All these cleaning products I have in my house that are, you know, estrogen, that are going to increase my estrogen levels.
Parabens
it's,
and everything.
It's really about jacking the estrogen levels up and pushing the testosterone levels almost non-existent. And that's what's causing all these hormone disruptions. That's what's causing them in the womb. That's, it's all getting into the water supplies all over the world. That's what's, that, you know, you have the gender bending chemicals that are affecting everybody. I mean, think of how many people drink tap water. And not only that, bottled water and well water, where you think you're drinking clean water, they don't filter out the hormones and the, some of these other chemicals.
And even if they're BPA free, they now have BPS, which is arguably twice as bad, and there's nothing that I've seen that's BPS free. So really, you can't avoid it. It's on the currency, and when you print something out from a printer, it's on the ink from that. It's in plastic water bottles. It's pretty much in everything. And then also the wrappings of the food, it'll leach into the food supply. So when you're eating something, you're eating BPA inside of it. So
the
it's impossible to escape
the plastic,
it.
There's over 100 different forms of like, that are just endocrine disruptors, just like BPA. That was a whole scam when they outlawed, baby bottles with BPA, because they knew that if they got baby bottles outlawed as BPA, they could still use it in everything else. And it's still used as a liner inside of all the cans and even organic juices and everything like
that. And let's not forget the FDA had the opportunity to ban BPA, and they chose not to do so.
No, because it looked good because the American Chemical Society came in and said we want BPA banned in baby bottles. But if you do the research back, there was very little, if any, BPA ever in baby bottles anyway. So it didn't even really matter. They just used that as a scapegoat to say, look over here and forget about BPA. And everybody just automatically assumes that BPA has been banned, but it's still in any flexible plastic. You can still, you know, any microwave that you cook your food in is going to heat the BPA and like put it directly into the food. And there's other ones too that are out there. So, you know.
Meanwhile, they're also loaded with GMOs, which the FDA says is perfectly safe. And it just goes in, it is an operation. It is a eugenics operation. Because otherwise they would take it out. The overwhelming majority, 96%, wants to label GMO foods, take it out of the food supply, get rid of BPA, but they're not doing it. It is an operation, an attack on us.
Especially since pesticides are high in endocrine disrupting and lower the estrogen levels increase the estrogen levels and lower testosterone. I mean, when you look at Roundup, which is the number one pesticide, glyphosate, you look at
which is now in the groundwater.
Which is
country.
Now in the groundwater, atrazine. And we haven't even gone into the factors in the chemicals that they're spraying in the air through chemtrails. You know, we know high levels of aluminum also are depressing testosterone levels. Actually, gluten and grain and wheats and foods suppress testosterone levels and increase estrogen. So, I mean, you can look at everybody these days. I mean, look at girls having their menstrual cycle at 9 years old. Look at girls' hands and feet. I mean, if you look at a girl's hands and feet like 20 years ago, now if you compare a guy's hands to a girl's hands and feet, they almost look exactly the same. I mean, so we are becoming a nation which is hormone disrupted, and you know, the relation, how that affects the other part of it is the relationships, because women are on birth control pills, you know, the plastics that are in, you know, sexual toys, stuff like that. Condoms release chemicals into the vaginal canal. The douches that they spray in the vaginal canal. I mean, if you look at the big picture, every pretty much thing you touch and everything that's being introduced to your body is sucks your testosterone levels down and increases your estrogen levels. And it's just a disastrous soup that's happening. So your body doesn't know what to do with it, and your body starts freaking out, and you have depression, and, you know, you can have depression, you can have weight gain, you can have so many different things.
Well, you were telling me all those sexual items have super high levels of dioxin, which is arguably one of the most toxic compounds in the world, and they also have BPA and everything else. It's totally by design, just sticking in all the places that will affect you most. Even stuff, your toothbrush now has BPA on it.
That's right. Everything. That's right. Yeah. Everything, pretty much everything in your bathroom, all your cleaning supplies, all your, you know, pesticides if you use any, they all have estrogen increasing, and soy and the foods, genetically modified organisms, that's the genetic manipulation part of it, because you know that with the studies on rats that, you know, feeding them genetically modified foods created infertility for generations later.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they couldn't even have kids.
It's
so that's what we're running into.
Overall attack, yeah.
You know.
So you've been looking at this. You started because of plastics. You started because of BPA and plastics, right?
I did, because we were seeing all kinds of cancer patients, and my dad was involved in the production of plastics. I mean, he was, you know, his thesis was done on the creation of PVC. I mean, he actually was one of the creators of PVC plastics. And whenever he came out, and he mysteriously died within 2 weeks. He was doing some work with Exxon, then he was doing some work for the government during the Reagan administration. And I didn't find out later that how heavily involved he was. Just recently, within the last 6 months, I actually found a document in a paper that he was about to release, because I thought this whole time that he didn't know what was going on. You know, I thought that he thought he was doing good for humanity and he was putting all these plastics out there. What I found out was he was actually about to come public with a paper saying how dangerous plastics were and that they actually caused cancer.
Wow.
And so, you know.
And that was your father, and then you decided, you were inspired by all of that, and you came out and started fighting against all the garbage and the plastic and helping people naturally.
Yeah, my whole thing was, I knew we all had a self-healing mechanism, and my whole life has been dedicated to finding out the root cause of what causes all these diseases, what causes all these deficiencies, and then looking at them and saying, because if you know this stuff and you have a list of everything, then you can avoid it. And it's about avoiding them and then strengthening your body.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask.
And,
there's anyone who would answer this, it's definitely you. So I know there's certain ways to avoid BPA, you know, with the water bottles and everything like that, and I try to do the best I can. I get a glass water bottle and everything like that, but it's almost impossible to avoid it. What would you say are the ways to avoid it? And then, since we really can't avoid all of it, what's the best way to fight back against it and reclaim your health in that aspect?
Well, you know, educating yourself. I mean, you know, educating yourself and reading more about it and learning what type of things are going to increase your estrogen and then lower your testosterone. And that's what led me to develop, because I started looking, what's out there? You know, what can I do? What can I take? Because, I mean, even though I'm healthy and I avoid these things, you're still going to be exposed to it. I mean, you know, you can even the radiation from Fukushima, you know, that messes with your hormones. Electromagnetic radiation from cell phones. I mean, we all live in a slough with the cell phone towers and everything. Those are also disruptors. So what can you do about it? Well, I don't want to go, you know, the medical community and the pharmaceutical companies are going to say, you know, we've made all kinds of money on selling you all these plastics and you're just buying your own death from us. And now when you come to us for help, whether you have impotence and you need Viagra, which is spiked with testosterone-lowering phthalates in there.
And worse, you actually have it on your documents there.
It
contains some of the most dangerous chemicals that we even know for the supplement industry.
Right, and it's being put in, you know, these things are actually being put in supplements too. I mean, so I wanted to figure out how can we reduce the estrogen. This is the solution. Reduce the estrogen and increase the testosterone levels. I mean, there's got to, you know, even though the evil, you know, population control eugenics plan is there and a lot of people don't know about it, at least there is a solution if you just figured out how to do it. So I went around the world and looked at different types of plants, you know, that would naturally help you balance out or repair your hormones inside your system and slowly start bringing up those hormones and bringing that estrogen level down, but letting your body do it instead of going to a hormone replacement therapy.
That's the key, though. You don't want the synthetic testosterone that the doctor may prescribe you. You want your body to naturally produce the testosterone on its own, and that's what makes your research way different than the others.
Yeah, there's a difference when you say, well, first of all, the pharmaceutical companies, they did it, they create disease, they created andropause. Andropause has only been around probably for 10 years or so.
Which is when you get older, your testosterone levels go down and your hormones get out of whack.
Yeah, when your hormones get out of whack. And so andropause, they create the disease and then they create the solution, which is come to the doctor for hormone replacement therapy, get your testosterone patch, get your testosterone injections, which who knows where it comes from, it's synthetic. But it's not the natural way the body heals itself. And when you put hormones into the body, it's just like steroids when they use them in bodybuilding. If you don't take some time off or if you do it continually, then your body senses those hormones in the blood and decides not, and just shuts down the glands. It's like when you start taking insulin when you're a diabetic and then your pancreas says, well, I don't even need to produce insulin anymore because it's already in the blood. So everything shuts down. So that's not the right method. That's not the right approach. The right approach is give your body, you know, everything, there's always an answer and a solution in nature. You just need to find it. And that's what we did is put everything together into one formula, which is Super Male Vitality, that people can take safely, and it doesn't contain testosterone. What it does is it just works on your endocrine organs and it works on your glands to be able to naturally produce higher levels of hormones that you need so you can get your body back in shape and body back in balance.
Now, I've been taking Super Male Vitality, the InfoWars Life exclusive Super Male Vitality, and I was with you when you were developing it. It took you 5 years, by the way. A very long time. And you were looking at, actually, you went up into the Himalayas and we harvested this Shilajit. And it's this, tell people what Shilajit is exactly.
Shilajit is a mineral that actually comes out of the mountain at a certain time of the year. And it's high in fulvic and humic acid and it's got a lot of minerals and it's got a lot of vitamins and it's got really more of a balancing effect. I mean, it's been used traced back to, I think, 2000 years in Ayurvedic medicine, and they use it to provide the support to the glandular system. It really contains a lot of the minerals and everything the glandular system needs to produce the testosterone, because a lot of those chemicals actually shut down your cells that produce testosterone or, you know, regulate your hormones. So what we want to do is focus on getting those cells healthy again so your cells can produce that. You know, people are malnourished, they're dehydrated, they don't have enough water. So the Shilajit is one component of many in that formula that actually helps balance your body and bring your hormones back to normal
state. And the key thing is, and we just talked to Alex's friend Shane Steiner on this, wanting to actually go work out is the key thing. When I take Super Male Vitality, it actually makes me want to go and work out, as opposed to sitting around saying, yeah, I'll work out sometime. You know, when I take it, I feel like going to the gym, and I've actually been going to the gym now, and I'm doing a challenge to see what I can do in the next 60 days. And it actually does promote natural testosterone production in your body, as opposed to taking some overpriced supplement that's giving you synthetic garbage hormones that are actually doing more bad than good for you in the first place. So in closing, tell us a little bit about how it works specifically with your body, Super Male Vitality.
Well, the good thing is everybody's body is different. I mean, so it doesn't matter if you're, you know, 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, or 60, you know, and you could take 100 males and test their testosterone levels and you'll get different, you know, amounts. So it's not like you have to regulate it for this person or regulate it for this person, because in the natural state of things, it will feel what your body has and how you need it. You brought up a good point, because anybody that's 20 years right now, 20 years old, I mean, for the last 20 years, they don't really know what it feels like to have testosterone in their body. Because I can remember when I was a kid having that desire, that hunt, you know, you have that, your muscles feel strong, you have low body fat around your waistline. But all the kids born in the last 20 years, it's very sad because they don't know what being a man feels like. They don't know what that masculinity feels like because they've been bombarded with all these chemicals and it started in the womb. And unfortunately, if it starts in the womb, it's really hard to correct. So what this does is help you feel like a man again. You know what I mean? And it will actually help you with your fertility as well, because the goal is to get the testicular cells to start producing more testosterone again naturally. And that is really the key. I mean, if I could say, you know, if there's one major conspiracy out there, it would be this eugenics program with manipulating genes, you know, manipulating the hormones and suppressing the ability for people to conceive and bring healthy children into this world.
And we need to fight back. I'll tell you, there's no question that this product works. There's absolutely no question. Alex can't even take it anymore because he gets so pushed into overdrive that he wants to do the show for like 12 hours. So we had to tell him to lay off of it for a little while, but it does give you energy. And I know for a fact that now I actually want to go to the gym, and I have been going for the past week or so getting into this. And I want to thank you for, you know, actually researching and putting all the time into it. I know you spent hundreds of hours. I mean, for Fluoride Shield, you spent just 100 hours looking at the documentation, and this took you 5 years. So I would encourage everyone to check out InfoWarsLife.com and look up the Super Male Vitality, and also check out Survival Shield and Fluoride Shield. But I really encourage you to try it out and see how it works for you, because I know it actually really does work, and it's given me innovation and inspiration to go out and get back on track, because I actually did get out of shape for a little while, and I'm reclaiming it right now. So check out InfoWarsLife.com and Super Male Vitality.
Look at what the NSA surveillance boss just said about this. He said that the NSA has defined U.S. surveillance programs as part of a noble mission to protect the nation, and that any reports about what they're doing are simply sensationalized. Keith Alexander, the head of the NSA, said that not only was their mission noble, but that reports about what they're doing have been sensationalized. Well, there is absolutely nothing about a secret shadow government that is breaking the law. He's lied to Congress. He and James Clapper have lied to Congress about what they're doing. They're breaking the law. They're simply criminals who don't think they're subject to the law. And we've seen how the NSA is using PRISM in conjunction with large internet companies. But you're not even safe if you stay away from the internet. We now learn that there are backdoors even in your computer processor. Take a look at this clip from Intel talking about their new generation of processors.
Unlike software-only solutions that require PCs to be powered on and software agents running on a fully functional OS, a hardware-assisted approach enables PCs to be managed regardless of system state and without requiring software agents. The result? IT or IT service providers can diagnose and fix problems without a desk-side visit, schedule PCs to power down at night to cut energy costs, and still have the ability to power them up for off-hours patching.
So Intel reported about that, but it went, again, largely unnoticed. But in this article we have today on InfoWars, secret 3G Intel chip gives Snoop's backdoor PC access. It points out that the Intel Core vPro processors contain a secret 3G wireless chip that allows remote disabling and backdoor access to any computer, even if it's turned off, and that's because it uses the system's phantom power. So it can individually turn on hardware components, and it can access anything on your computer, and it allows third parties to do this. In that video that you just saw, Intel is bragging about how it can be used for system management, and of course, like any technology, it can be used for good purposes or for bad purposes, but we've already seen how the NSA uses all the technology that it gets for evil purposes, for spying on people. It points out that the webcams can also be remotely accessed. So any third party, and you can bet that an interested third party is going to be the NSA. And as a former NSA director said just 10 days ago, he wants to see our internet look more like China's. He said it's too much like the Wild West. Well, you know what? In the Wild West, in America's frontier past, we had respect for individual liberty, not in China. If the government in China doesn't like what you're saying, they can grab you and force you to confess your crimes in public. Well, it's not just internet dissenters that they're cracking down on in China, of course. They crack down on people who are dissenting apart from the internet, people who are speaking out about human rights violation, against forced abortions. Now we're seeing the same pattern in the United States and in the UK, where they're going after dissenters and shutting them down or preventing them from speaking.